Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Welcome to this week's episode that we
Hey.
definitely did not record after last week's episode, one day later.
Yes, we definitely didn't. We waited a full week and then we recorded this. So everything we're going to be talking about this in this episode is super topical.
Yeah.
And it's happening now, baby.
Yeah, we did not record this episode last week.
We did not.
Yeah.
We're first to these opinions and this media that we're about to watch.
Well, sometimes it gets weird up here because we're a little bit like ahead, and you know,
it gets weird with time and
yeah, anyway,
light years. And I don't want to bore you because it's a little bit over your head, probably.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. Dumbass. You guys aren't on a spaceship,
yeah.
So.
But we got a package, so we're gonna open this package.
Yeah, it's PewDiePie's diamond button.
The UPS guy on a space bike,
yeah, had a hard time.
We looked out the window and he was just bobbing out,
yeah,
bobbing outside our ship. And we were like, oh, do you want us to buzz you in?
And he just shook his head. He took the package out and hucked it at the side of the...
But like the perfect mm-hmm. angle and trajectory that it actually ended up in our ship.
Yeah.
Again, science. I don't want to bore you. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Ass brain.
Idiots, so.
But...
Did you just say ass brain?
Stupid ass brain.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I need also like a brain. Box... Oh.
The fucking crew, man.
Fucking idiots.
They're too good.
Fucking idiots.
What could this be, I wonder?
I have no idea what this is.
Gosh, I wonder what this could ever be.
I was thinking that myself as I'm opening it. I'm like, what?
What the heck?
This?
A package from YouTube that's rectangular. It's our plaque, baby.
Wow. There's a direct message from Susan at YouTube. I'm waiting for the day you both spit in my mouth. Wow. Susan.
Dude.
That's
what
not
the
right.
fuck, man?
That's not
You're
right.
gonna get you're fucking our channel up.
She wrote it.
Don't be surprised when the algorithm shits on us next week.
All right, just Alex, just bleep whatever that was.
No, don't bleep it. You said it. We gotta leave it in.
Okay. Look, she goes on. For all these tiny meat comments you guys make, it seems like you guys would have a thick.
Well, Susan, you're wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. She just said you would have a thick, period. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
What else does it say?
Now, while your lesbian hands seem like they could do wonders to a woman, you have hands that belong to a woman and somehow they ended up on a man. And I find that to be very impressive. Cody.
Oh, what's up, Suze?
You have the hands. Wow, this is kind of mean.
No,
you
Suze.
Have the hands of Mr. Tumnus.
Who's that?
The guy from Narnia, the half goat, half man guy.
Oh, like hooves?
No, that's the bottom half.
Okay.
Your stumpy little fingers seem like they could play me a tune, but it would have me singing, no less.
It's okay. Okay, nice. I can fuck with that.
Yeah. You two little hobbit boys belong... Okay. You belong at the top of my bookshelf. Well, that's not nice. Take this golden plaque as a sign of my love for you and YouTube's love for you. With love, Susan.
Wow. Susan, you fucking freak.
Susan, your findom. Wow. Jesus.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Suze, appreciate it.
Oh my God, it's a picture of her fucking ass in here. There's no mirror. It's just a picture of her ass.
Congrats on a million subs, boys.
Whoa. Whoa, dude. Damn. We're getting our channel removed probably.
Seriously,
like
yeah, this is the end of TMG Studios, unfortunately. Thank you all. For real. For this. Thank
yeah,
you. Appreciate
thank you
it.
All.
Million subscribers. I mean, this happened like a long ass time ago.
Yeah. But you know, we got it.
Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
A belated thank you to all of you guys.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I didn't think that was going to, like, drop as hard.
No, you didn't. Just fucking...
Oh, it looks fine.
Bro.
It didn't break at all.
No.
It's a little stained.
No, you just dropped it right on top of something, so now it's, like, it's chipped. Yeah, that'll come out. Oh, it's coming out. Have a look at Susan's ass.
Well, sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, let's get the boys up here
because
we got a crazy-ass episode.
What's up, guys? This is the CMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have some special guests today. You know them, but they are fresh off of talking to the CEO of Robinhood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, like, the highest caliber interview that's ever been done.
Yeah.
In amongst the studio.
Yeah.
TMG Studios.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to talking to them again. There are resident finance team, sorry. Come on in, Ben and Emil.
Yeah, some noise
from the Trillionaire Mindset Podcast.
Oh, look at that. Nice. Yeah, we didn't make it for big. They're having a hard time. We make the doors for little people. Hey guys.
Hey.
We need a live space audience. Fucking Emil. 10 seconds in the episode, he's already fucking messing with some woman's hair.
What?
We heard it, but we didn't see it. What happened?
Well, as a little gag, I tossed the plaque over the thing because he did it to the box, and
it just nailed a piece of equipment
nailed
back there.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna land on the ground.
That's cool though.
Yeah, but it's a YouTube plaque. I mean,
yeah, who really cares?
Who gives a fuck?
What an entitled thing to say.
What did the plaque say?
Congrats on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Congrats on jerking
off? Yeah, all right.
Hey, boy, if I had one plaque for every time, I would need multiple houses.
I wish YouTube would take notice.
But they probably do with the...
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Do you cover your camera?
No, God,
do you guys cover
I say
your camera?
Watch.
No.
No, please continue.
No, I stand up.
Yeah. Do you guys get those? There's those emails going around now that are like, Emil, you kinky, naughty boy. We've been watching you. If you don't
from
give us...
Susan, the CEO of YouTube? Yeah.
Yeah. Susan
unbelievable.
Is, they no. say they're going to send them to my parents.
Oh, like the Black Mirror?
No, it's... Yeah.
Do you remember that Black Mirror episode?
Yeah.
That was a dark episode.
Which one?
The one where the kid gets the email, like that same sort of message that's like, hey, we have videos of you jerking off. To child porn
oh,
or something
right.
like that.
Oh, right. And then it just goes on the long, like, adventure of them trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like a scavenger hunt, and then eventually he, like, kills himself
that's
or something.
That's what the CEO Spoiler of alert. YouTube's doing to me right now.
But he was a pedophile.
Yes.
That was the twist.
I don't remember that episode.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember that Black Mirror episode where the guy gets fucking domed off for, like, 25 minutes?
What was the cultural commentary? Just like that.
It was like, oh, the cultural commentary was like
getting head rocks.
Yeah, head is better than a cell phone.
Yeah,
he was like gonna play a game on his phone, and then his girlfriend was like, "I got something better," and he was like, "Oh,
just 30 minutes."
Yeah,
the whole 30 minutes.
It's
he's
a
getting
single locked off shot. It's
he's just, getting his shit sucked for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
huh.
Yeah,
good
buddy,
for him.
Buddy could last.
The only episode they uploaded to Pornhub.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there a twist? She was twisting.
Yeah, she was twisting.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. But not just his pipe. I mean, she was twisting his nuts. It was crazy.
Really?
Reached up to his nipples.
like bop it?
Yeah, bop it.
I saw a porn once where the guy's balls, like, went up on in either side of his penis.
Whoa.
And I was like... Jeez, dude.
Like they were always like that, or he put them like that?
Like they were always like that. It's like it was painful to look at.
Wait, this is a porn that you saw?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
For research.
Or wait. No, no, it wasn't. That's what I meant. No, it wasn't at all. It was for research, yeah. Fuck, that made my head hurt.
Me and Ben have to do a lot of research for the show.
Yeah.
We don't want to watch that stuff.
No, I hate it.
But we got to be able to talk about
what
these freak CEOs and billionaires are doing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ask? What's his name? Vlad?
It was actually Vlad's penis we saw. It was his.
Wow. Is that your first question, Vlad?
What's your penis? How
do your balls do that?
We said we get a lot of questions from viewers. Do that thing be hanging? And they're gonna crucify us if we don't ask. So yeah.
And he stood up and he was like, turn his back to the camera, and you both do a live react.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that thing really do be hanging.
He had beautiful hair.
Did he?
This guy had a nice feathered set of
lettuce.
Head of hair.
Yeah.
Set of lettuce. Yeah. I complimented on him on it.
Which was annoying. I was right there.
Yeah.
So what was it like?
It was interviewing him. It was cool. I have something to confess.
What?
This morning at home before I came here.
You jerked off.
No.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
I took a half a Depo-Vacet.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Sorry, I didn't tell you either. But I was just like, and it ended.
Awesome.
It ended up being fine.
Yeah.
You know, because it actually made me way more calm than him and Mr. Knucklehead.
What do
there.
I look like now?
You look fine. It was just
nightmare.
I only had it in my mouth for like 5 minutes. Go ahead, make your jokes.
You sneaky little Christopher.
Damn, now I got the giggles.
Are you high? Like,
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't think so.
Seems like your story with Wheel of Fortune and this scenario, it seems like you like taking acid to like calm you down, like before a nervous situation?
Sort of. It's just to it acts as kind of like Adderall would. Like, hey, I'm on and I'm focused and I'm able to.
So in another world, let's say you're a brain doctor.
Yeah.
You think you would drop out
before operating on someone's head?
Yeah.
You have to.
I'm going to have to say no.
Okay. All right.
I wouldn't, because that would make me feel bad if I fucked up. Mm. And then I would never know, wow, if I hadn't taken the acid,
yeah, but what if you
would
fucked
this person
up
be alive?
And you're like, I should have taken the acid.
That's true. Well, it's the eternal question.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like,
to take acid
if
or
I
not
hadn't,
to.
If I hadn't taken acid and gone on Wheel of Fortune, would I have won? Maybe. I didn't.
Are you okay? You're not making any sense.
There were no
the words.
Now.
Yeah, they're
I
all
was
out
worried
of order.
About, so to answer your question,
fortune wheel have an I hit
that first hit not this road. To answer your question, I feel a bit like the guy in space there, just kind of kicking around, probably peeing his pants.
That's the UPS guy. He dropped off the package.
Oh, I saw the UPS guy earlier. Oh, you really did scratch it.
Yeah,
I dented it.
Yeah,
dang man.
But yeah, I gave it a little character.
It's back there.
But now we can always say, remember that episode where Ben took acid
and you scratched
and you
the thing?
Well,
the
fucking
acid
thing
makes the beam up a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I hope I didn't upset you or let you down by taking a drug before interviewing CEO of
like
Robin Hood, Vlad Tenev.
Just feel like you should have told me.
I probably should have told you. But then
no,
I didn't.
I'm glad I didn't know. It's fine. I wouldn't have done it because I, you know. So they were asking how it was. We were very conscious of the fact that and this is for anyone who was a little, there were definitely people who were annoyed that we were having him on. We mentioned, because we did a GameStop recap the previous week, and we had mentioned, we're very excited because, you know, the end result of all this is that we're having Vlad on to talk. And there were definitely a good amount of people who were like, unsubscribed, you guys suck, I can't believe you would have him on. And I think if you're one of those people, go check it out. I think you're not going to be... We weren't. It wasn't a fucking Robin Hood commercial, like which I think they might have wanted it to be. But
right,
yeah, the stuff you were telling me just now was pretty funny, and I feel like it's not what you would assume the interview is going to be like. It's funnier than you're gonna.
I think it's
than
funny,
you expect.
And we ask him very real questions. And
that's crazy. He let you guys lick his nipples.
Hey, I didn't think he was gonna go for it, but I said if Vlad's game.
You see how Ben's licking his lips? He can't stop thinking about it.
He was wearing a
what they taste like?
Buttoned up shirt. It tasted like
a little salty.
Yeah. Very smooth. I mean, not unlike the man's hair. Very smooth. He had huge hands. I remember pointing that out to him. And now
so
in
that
hindsight,
thing
I'm
really
like,
do be thying him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now also I'm like, oh fuck, that was that the drugs or was that me?
That is funny. I remember looking down and going, what the fuck is that? It's fine.
And then we held up small hands.
Yeah, look like a baseball, those giant baseball hands.
Well, man, we ended up comparing hands. He put up his hands and compared hands with us.
What an acid thing to do.
He really did. Is. He fully put up hands and we compared.
Wow, we're close.
Your hands are hot. Why are they so hot? Are you sick? You're what? Sucking on a cough drop.
He's running a fever.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
My hands are. I've been sitting on them.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Do you remember Matt's story about the meet and greet that he did for that kid? Like, do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
He was our tour manager was like tour managing someone else, and he was doing a meet and greet. And like normally the people come up and they like hug whoever the person is and then give their phone to Matt. He takes a picture and so he goes up and like hugs whoever it is and then like gets really close to Matt, gives him his phone, and Matt's like the phone's like all sweaty and he's like, dude, are you all right? You're sweating. He's like, yeah, I just got a fever. And then takes the picture and walks away and Matt and like, what the fuck, dude?
Was that pre or post? Is that COVID?
Pre-COVID, but okay. Still, okay. Like,
that was, you
that's
just
like
walk
flu.
Around with
you,
fever.
Like, you don't want to get near someone that has a flu.
I took a COVID test last night and I swabbed my nose so bad it bled.
Jesus Christ.
Not that. Fucking,
it's going hard
it
as
wasn't
hell.
Like that. Okay, I should rephrase.
10 circles.
Yeah. It was just so dry. And for
is
some,
everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Are you look, doing good, man?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Are you good?
The instructions were also in Spanish because I don't know. Why is that funny?
Well, did you just take acid? Could you read it perfectly?
No, but I do speak a little Spanish, and that was last night. I took
Poner
the acid this morning.
En la.
That means put in the.
Yep.
See? Yeah, do you speak Spanish?
Do I?
I don't know, man. I'm asking you. Yeah.
What do you I think? Thought we'd been speaking Spanish the whole time.
Yeah.
You're going to give me the giggles, man. Yeah. You better watch out.
I feel bad. I'm laughing directly into the microphone, and I'm sorry for anyone laughing.
It's okay.
I mean, listening.
I feel like, yeah. All right, never mind.
Tell us.
No, I'm kind of trying to.
I was going
to
say.
Ja.
And that's don't. Not, we can't say that.
What can't you say?
That I feel like I gained weight since last time.
You can definitely say that. That's staying in.
I don't know.
Wait, since last, gained weight since what? Your last COVID
time,
test?
No, the last
what? Is,
stop, okay? You gave the giggle pusses coming out.
I don't know what you mean. You just leaned in my ear and said, I feel like I gained weight since last time. And then you were talking about your COVID test.
Okay.
Gained weight
I feel
since
like
what?
I gained weight since the last time we were on here.
Oh. Why do you feel like that?
Because I just feel
because
like I did.
Weight.
Because I did. I've been eating like crap and, you know, it's not good for me.
I feel great.
But we had...
I've been...
You're at the gym in the morning talking... You're talking to me from the gym?
I hurt my back.
Ouch.
And I'm back to where I want to be. I figured out some new hip exercises.
Where are they?
Oh, well, that was the thing. I was only stretching my back.
Yeah?
And then And I got a deep tissue massage for the first time because, like, I was like, my shit is so fucked up. Mm-hmm. During Christmas, I had like a pinched nerve. Everything was all fucked.
Mm,
and then
I know about it.
Someone was like, it's all about your hips. You got to open them up. So I've been doing all these. That's what sucks. I'm still working out, but literally before I work out, I have to stretch for like a half hour. And then after, I have to stretch for like 15 minutes.
It's yeah. So do you it takes have the same problem?
I used to.
With your hips?
Oh, not my hips, but a lot of stretching because of my pinched nerve.
Yeah.
But now I'm good.
Yeah, me too.
What's it to you? Gordon.
Hey, it's none of my business, fellas.
Big boy.
You guys' backs and your hips are all your business and none of my own. My back is probably going to be fucked when I get older.
I just slipped the Spanish in there to see if I could fuck with you.
What did you say, Poppy or something?
No.
What did you say?
That's what the ladies tell you, huh?
What, Poppy? Fuck. They don't call me Poppy.
You fucking look at them and you're like, call me Poppy.
That's no, I do not.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I mostly say sorry.
I'm sorry.
And are you sure? I did. I can't remember if I told you guys this story, but one time I was playing. One time I was playing frisbee golf with my friend Brian, and there was a cute girl on the course because it was a park, but also you could play frisbee golf on it. And she was under the tree out there on this hole, and she was on a blanket reading a book or something. And I was like, dang, she looks pretty cute. Well, anyway, I got a tee off. So I hit it. I threw the disc, and it hit the tree and landed right on her blanket. And I was like, this is fate.
Yeah.
And I walked up, and I was so nervous. I was like 25 and got to talking to her. I asked her if she had a boyfriend, which is a stupid question to ask. You don't, because it implies someone else, you know, owns them or something.
What? I think it does.
It absolutely does not. What do you
mean? I remember being told, like, don't ask if they've got a boyfriend because they have the autonomy to say whether or not they want you to give you their phone number.
I guess, but it's also respectful to be like, hey, do you have a boyfriend? Like, I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Whoops. Well, I'm wrong there.
Well, but I don't know. I'm not. I don't.
So, then I was fine. I asked her that.
That's a weird question to ask after you throw a disc at someone's head. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually it's like, hey, yeah. I'm sorry about.
Well, so after all that, I then asked if she wanted to go on a date sometime, and she said, yeah. And then I said, well, are you sure?
No.
Yeah, I know. No, buddy, I believe you me. I know. Because then she did give me her phone number, and I was just. I never went.
I think
out
they
with
call
her.
That a pick me yeah. something.
Are
pick
you sure something. Your boyfriend might get mad?
Oh, wait, no, we don't have to. One. I know you just said yes, but it can really be. You don't have to be nice to me.
No, she definitely went to her friends and was like, I met this frisbee golf player who is exuding confidence.
It was in the middle of a weekday, so you know he doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
It was, and I didn't.
Oh my God. Wait, he wasn't very confident? That's so weird. Frisbee golf is so hot.
Yeah. Oh my God, how sexy is frisbee golf? Dude, you know, we've only been podcasting for 2 minutes. Isn't that crazy?
How long have we been? 22 minutes?
That is weird.
Wait, you guys.
No, we did
this.
No, that's
oh,
wrong.
Gosh.
That's wrong.
I was like.
Wait, how long?
Oh, it's been like
I'm
five
not even
going to
ask. I'm not going to ask
how long
questions.
It's been like 30
Earth?
Seconds.
Oh, man.
I
do feel flush.
What? Did you hear him?
Yeah. He said, I feel like I gained weight. Yeah. Well, you already said, yeah, you heard him. Anyway.
This is a fever dream. Jesus Christ. I got to say, congrats on the podcast.
Thanks.
Success.
Hey,
yeah,
thank
dude.
You.
You're 20 episodes in now. I think that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
It's, I think Cash just did a single clap. Very nice of you. I'm in love with the show, truly.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I really like it.
Thank you guys for doing what you've done to give it to us and to the boys behind the curtain.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to all the crew. They make it so easy for us.
Yeah.
It's a fucking dream. You know, we're talking about shit. It just pops up on the screen. We get to sound like we're smart. It's amazing.
It's like magic.
Yeah.
But you guys are killing it, man. Like, the people that watch the show and comment, like, love it. You can tell. Like, every comment is like, this is the only podcast I watch as soon as it comes out, which is sick to see. And
it feels so good.
Yeah.
We do have to address some of your subscribers.
Why?
May I?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
So this is to the people who like to comment, where's Cody? Where's Noel? We're 20 episodes in, and if you haven't figured it out by now, then you're dumb as rock.
No, that's not true. You're very smart. Stick around.
Yeah, yeah.
You might enjoy it.
And also, where are the rest of you? Because last I checked, according to the math, there's like more than 1.16 million of you, and yet only about 50,000 people are watching each episode. So that's going to be a big for me.
The numbers don't add up.
The numbers don't add up. So either it's a conspiracy or they just don't like us.
And it's got to be a conspiracy.
It's got to be
a
conspiracy.
The YouTube algorithm is against us.
It's
prejudicial.
Susan. It's Susan.
It's Susan.
You know, she has a little
Susan.
Thing for us. So.
Yeah, she likes us. Every time we upload, Susan... she gets a notification. She's like, you little thicklets.
Wow.
And she...
Clicklets?
Thicklets.
Thicklets.
And she adds a little sauce to our video. She's like, go get your views, boys.
Yeah.
Do you think she's fucking with our algorithm?
Probably.
Yeah, you're too tall for her.
Oh.
Yeah. She likes her boys from the Shire.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Oops. I feel like I'm...
It's all that weight you've gained that's making you belch.
Yeah. I feel like every time I laugh now, I sound like Sonic... Sonic?
Yes, let's go.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, when he starts charging up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck me. God.
Nice, dude. You gonna last here?
Yeah, I'm fine. Honestly, I'm fine. Okay? I know that it seems bad, but it's fine. It's just the giggles. You bring it out in me, man.
What can I say, man?
But all three of you.
No, you said me. Give the compliment
to
me.
It's you.
Give it to me.
Because now I'm looking over at you. And I'm like, what's he going to say?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ben, I feel bad. We should get off your acid.
Yeah, okay.
Topic.
Yeah, what's next, boys?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay.
What's next?
Let's talk about this Bitcoin seizure that happened. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, if you're not into cryptocurrency or finance, keep listening because you're gonna like this. Truly,
because yeah, this is nothing...
this is very funny.
Well, the seizure. Yeah, we'll talk about the seizure, but we care more about Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I'll give you a little rundown. So, like in 2016, some like 20,000 Bitcoin. Was it 20,000?
I want to say 90,000.
90,000 Bitcoin or 120,000, something like that, was stolen from Bitfinex, which is one of the largest exchanges at the time. So at this time in 2016, that was worth 70 million. And then fast forward, whatever it's been, 5 years, and that amount of Bitcoin is worth $3.6 billion.
Yeah.
So the people that stole it were this couple. And they tried to launder it, I guess, through like a series of crypto transactions. And the feds ended up tracing them. They found the wallet with most of the Bitcoin in. He had sold $700 million worth of Bitcoin.
Damn.
And they found the rest of it and they seized it. It's like the biggest financial seizure of all time.
Wow.
And now they're like, you know, about to get prosecuted, basically. But the funny thing is that he was a YC founder, I think. He started some company and he went through YC, and she is like a self-proclaimed like comedy rapper.
Yeah.
And what's
don't
her,
put that in quotes.
What?
There she
don't
is.
Put that in quotes.
No, we're comedy rappers. She's a comedy rapper.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. So this is her right here.
Yeah.
Picture of her with the hat that says Zero Fucks.
Zero Fucks.
What's her name? Heather Morgan? Or RazzleCon?
What is it? RazzleCon? RazzleCon is her rap name. And honestly, she can spit.
Are we allowed to play some of it?
Yeah, let's play some.
Oh, man, this poor girl is going to get all these hits, but she can't even enjoy it from jail.
I know.
You can still enjoy it from jail.
That's true. You hear through the grapevine.
She's finally popping off.
I mean, plenty of rappers do numbers while in jail.
It's
true. That's not the issue. It's just that... we'll never get a follow-up album.
Wait, real fast, while we're looking at this, I had just seen the other day, before this news came out, that someone was watching the wallets and was watching, like, hey, 90,000 Bitcoin just moved from wallet to wallet, and it's related to the hack. And then, wouldn't you know it, it comes out, and now there's speculation that that was actually the United States government moving it.
Wow.
Which is wild. Like, can you imagine being the guy who's got to, like, well, I hope I... punched everything in right, and this 90,000 Bitcoin just
seriously
goes without a hitch.
Yeah, but it's also crazy
that
there's a wallet sitting there with 90,000 Bitcoin in it,
oh,
and everyone can see, and everyone's like, "This is the guy who stole it."
Yeah,
but no one knows who he is. I think eventually they like transfer, or like they tried to launder it, and eventually it ended up in an account like Coinbase or something where you have to like verify your identity, so like their names were attached to it. But that's the
so
thing
insane.
That's kind of interesting about crypto is that you think it's anonymous, but in order to actually like get it out to USD, you have to attach some sort of identity to it.
Yeah.
For this exact reason.
Defeats the whole fucking...
Okay. All right, let's listen.
RazzleCon in Vietnam. Menace to society.
Oh, I've never seen this one.
Neither have I.
I saw the like really popular...
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, oh, God. Okay, from.
What a waste.
Menace to society, higher than the sky can see. You can't get as high as me. Synesthesia, I can see. Menace to society, higher than the sky can see. You can't get as high as me. Synesthesia, I can see. Big troublemaker.
Yeah.
Crazy outlier. Notoriety. Real icebreaker. No one crude as me. Not a peacemaker. Bring the anarchy. Wow. What are you doing? That was just getting good.
If I pause it, Ben's freaking out.
He's like,
I'm enjoying
this.
What
the fuck is this?
At first, I'm like, this sucks ass. But then I'm like, this woman had $3.6 billion. That's kind of tight that a total idiot had that much money.
Right. She gets to just purely live out her dream. She doesn't have to worry about money.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to worry about quality.
This is what.
To do it.
Yeah. This is what a total dum dum does with $6 billion.
Yeah.
Or $3.6 billion.
It is pretty endearing that. The person behind the fucking money is a fucking total moron.
Did they actually do the hack, or did they just?
No one knows yet.
That's so insane.
They won't. Yeah, I don't think they'll know until they go to court. But, it would be sick if she had a line in there about having billions of dollars. could you imagine that?
Yeah.
People are like, come on, no, you don't. But it was real.
I have $3 billion. I hacked it from Bitfinex.
I could swear that I saw a TikTok where she's doing. It might have been photoshopped because it was just a still, but it was like one of those ones where it's, you know, choose between this and this, and it's like a fucking apartment. I don't know, or hack some amount of Bitcoin. It must have been fake. Now that I'm saying it,
yeah.
I wish we had the foresight to pull it up, but she does some advice videos about like how to be good at business and stuff. And I really wish we could find this TikTok. She basically is like, you need to replicate, delegate, and fucking,
steal $3 billion.
Basically, yeah. But, and she's just, it's fucking nonsense.
We got to find this, please.
Look at her.
I mean,
Razzleisms. Her face is truly, God, she's fucking dense.
Yeah.
She's so dorky too, which is the thing. You wouldn't think that someone who stole that much money would be so dorky.
Yeah, or would like do this.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Go to the beach.
Twee. And
what are
like,
you doing this for?
Yeah.
Giving business tips on TikTok. You don't have to do that.
And then she's like, there are videos of her just like eating big pancakes. Like, and it's just so cute. She's like, these are supposed to be the best. Like, and her husband.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
look.
Eating a big pancake.
And
press
it's
that
just,
big old
and
pancake
there's her husband.
Video.
The guy.
That's the guy. Yep.
And she like calls him Huzz.
Look at him. He's probably like, bitch, keep a low profile. God damn.
Yeah.
Get off TikTok.
See, this is why regular people can't become billionaires. They don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Right. You
no
skip
kidding,
too
man.
Many steps
yeah.
where you learn, hey, I'll tell you what, Vlad, this man comes in. He's got security. Two of the scariest guys you ever seen. That's how, you know, that's
yeah,
how billionaires
there's not enough
really
security
do.
In these videos.
Right.
There's none.
Should be bouncers like standing in the background.
Right.
Mm. They should be renting out all these places that they eat at. They should be really establishing their wealth.
Yeah.
Not going to Papa's and Beer and asking the cashier, can you film this
for my
music video?
Yeah. Yeah.
And shooting off a super soaker.
Yeah.
Too regular.
I would kidnap her.
What the fuck?
I mean, for the Bitcoin.
That wasn't the question.
For the Bitcoin.
No one was wondering.
No one asked that. No one...
And back to Noelle's question, yeah, I guess I would.
Personally,
I think I would
probably kidnap her.
Well, because we were talking earlier, for the viewer slash listener, I see, this is where the brain doesn't make the connection, is that we were talking about it before recording.
No, we were not talking about kidnapping.
We weren't talking
woman.
About committing the act of kidnapping, but I read a headline about crypto people getting kidnapped for ransom.
Oh,
so
yes.
In
yes,
my brain,
okay.
I made the connection. I would kidnap her. That's all that came out. So
right.
I would kidnap her.
So what was that? Like, what was that article that you?
Yeah. Where?
It's behind a paywall.
It is.
Oh fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
That's I hate that.
Yeah. Paywalls.
Paywalls. Who would pay for content?
I would.
I know.
I would.
Jesus.
I would pay. That's it. Pisses me off. Why not? You know what? Here's a free business idea for you
guys.
Okay,
give it to us.
Is this a razzle?
No, this isn't a razzle. That fuck that. This is a Basil.
Okay.
Because of the B, because of Ben, because of my name.
Okay.
Because of the B, because of Ben, because of my name. I like that.
Thank you, Emil. No, because more
I
often than not,
in Ben's ear.
When you when come here, go ahead.
Embezzlement.
What are you gonna say? Oh God.
It seems like you gained a little weight.
Okay. Clearly, you guys can hear that because you're laughing.
It does look like it, though, right?
Yeah, no, no, you look great. No. You look great, man.
You
stop
great.
It.
You, okay. Dude, you look totally fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, so when you're on Twitter and you come across an article on Business Insider or New York Times or whatever, and it's like, you've reached your limit. Would you like to subscribe? You just say, okay, fuck this, I'm out, right?
Yeah.
Right. What if it were to give you the option to buy it a la carte? You just, hey, would you like to buy this one article for $1? Yeah. Yes, I would. I would.
You've been pushing this forever.
I want
$1? $1?
Yeah, that's pay a buck?
You know,
no,
you
pay
could subscribe for like three.
That's too much.
But you're going to read more than three articles in a month.
No, I'm not. I just want the one. Give me the choice.
Dude, I guarantee.
Do you want the rice and beans or do you want it a la carte? I want it a la carte.
It's kind of a good idea, but it would have to be like 10 cents.
Right, it'd have to be much cheaper.
Okay, yeah. Okay, 10 cents, whatever you want to. What if you name your price?
Guys, journalism is dying, and this is what we're coming up with?
Well, let them die.
Okay.
But I'm offering you water in the desert. And
That's definitely how it feels. Yep. I would agree. That's exactly how it feels.
Ah, shit.
Yo, so how would you kidnap her?
I mean, it would. That's a good question. Because I used to ponder how I would rob a bank.
How would you do
it's
it?
So easy.
How would I rob a bank? Yeah. You would have to. Okay. You would. You're killing me. Oh God. How I would rob a bank is I would wait until the bank is opening, and I would go up in like a trench coat, and I would have a fake bomb strapped to me, and I would act terrified. I would act terrified. And just say, you know, something along the lines of, please, you know, they have my son or something, and you've got to give me as much money as you can in this bag, and please don't call the police or something, you know, really ham it up.
Right.
And then they give you the money, and you jump over the wall or whatever, and you're
I don't
off.
Think that's ever going to work.
Oh, fuck you. You're right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really,
it's really intense. It can be so much easier than
I feel
that.
Like you're just
how would you do it?
So, well, but couldn't you just say like, "Hey, give me money, or else I'm just gonna blow this shit up"? Like, why would you?
That's
make
a good
the part
idea.
Up of the son being captured,
well, so that they would feel like, "Oh man, I'm definitely not gonna call the cops after this."
Oh, I see. Because
if I do,
I'm definitely hitting the button.
But, wait, how
fun
would
fact,
you
the button doesn't work?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Well, I used to work at a bank. It depends.
Huh.
So the button. It does work, but it's like it takes a while. So it's not a reliable. I'm just telling everyone.
Yeah, hear that, robbers?
Highly unethical life.
The bulletproof glass ain't bulletproof either.
The most common way is that people commit petty theft because for most banks, it's a write-off to like rob a teller because at any given time, they don't really have that much money on them. They keep it locked away. So what most people do is they come in and they slip a note to the teller and they say, give me everything in your drawer or I'm going to do this, or I have a gun, you need to give me all. And tellers are instructed to just do it and then that's the end.
Is that what you, so is that how you would do it? You would slip a note?
Well, yeah, I think the most genius part though is some guy, he got away with multiple like robberies. At different branches, one branch two times, like back to back, and he put a fucking Band-Aid on his nose. And whenever the police came and asked for a description, the only thing that people could remember was the fucking Band-Aid.
That's so smart.
Oh, yeah. See, crypto ruined the fucking world because before thieves used to be fucking cool.
Yeah.
So you had to walk into a bank and like threaten people and
with a
steal Band-Aid. Shit for real and go to a safe and fill a bag and
there was
jump in a truck. Now thieves are fucking razzmatazz or
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Some guy with a cartoon profile picture is just taunting you being like a heavily.
I took all your.
Yeah,
crypto.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you're still a fucking dork. I have your apes. I've stolen your apes.
Yeah.
And I just have to watch.
Dude, my apes are gone.
Right. I have to watch some guy cry about losing his son's tuition. It's just like not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The branch I worked at, they had to put in bulletproof glass because it got robbed. And the way it got robbed is two guys ran up in there with a fucking MP5.
That's sick.
That's a big hard. Gun, right?
It's like a 22 caliber. So,
fuck.
But it's just like it's a pretty dope gun, and they just fucking they ran in and hopped over the counter like straight out of a movie and just like held that shit up and was like, give it all to me.
Damn,
it's cold.
Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah, now it's fucking eight boys.
You were taking it from a bank, which everyone hates.
Yeah.
Now you're taking it from some random guy who got in over his head on crypto.
Yeah.
Not as fun.
No. Well, now that money just goes to the government, and then what? It's not like they're going to give it back to anyone.
Right. No, I think they are actually, I read, they're trying to figure out the best way to get in contact with, but maybe that's extremely naive of me. The DOJ just being like, we're figuring out a way for you guys to get your Bitcoin
back.
We're
definitely going to give it back.
We'll let you know.
As they're like buying apes.
Yeah.
Yo, that one's sick with the glasses. Buy that one.
Yeah. This shit's going to go up. Yeah. Trust.
No, you want to get an animated one. That shit's going to be big.
Yeah.
They, that actually, because it was only worth, what did you say? 60 million back then?
70 million. Yeah.
So those people would not only be made whole, but they would be
rich.
Rich.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn, these robbers.
I wonder if the government's going to do the right thing.
But do you get prosecuted for stealing $70 million? There's like that has to
that's
like
a great
make
question.
Your sentencing different,
question.
Right?
I don't know.
It's not their fault it turned into $3.6 billion.
You think that's probably their defense? Look, we thought we were stealing $70
million. Yeah, it was that bad.
This is insane.
It's fucking insane. I wanted to be a billionaire.
Forever? I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. Everyone said it was going to crash. We were just planning on having, you know, $700. It was $70 million at the time.
You guys
have
been laughing at these people.
I do believe that the maximum sentence is 25 years, I read.
For financial crimes?
Oh, well, because it was defrauding the United States government is one of the sentences. I don't remember how they defrauded the government.
You know what that means?
What?
She's got 25 years to work on the most fire rap album of 2047.
Wow, fuck, fast math.
Damn, dude. Damn. What the fuck?
Damn.
Human calculator
it's
over
25
here.
It's 25 plus 22.
Yeah, but give me a second.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What a dork,
okay, dude.
I'm supposed to be the math guy.
22 plus 25.
Yeah, wait, Mike, you carry the one. You're him. You sound just like him.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, now who's getting laughed at?
It's supposed to be a good joke. Best rap album of 2047.
It's still good. It's still good. What's her name? Rez?
Raz.
What was it?
Razzlecon. Can we... I want to listen to some more Razzlecon.
I wish we had that video of her giving business advice. It's very
click on one of her TikToks.
She had a lot of TikToks.
It's insane.
I want to see that pancake one. Let's just music.
I want to see.
Wow. That guy has $3 billion.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That guy has had three.
You want to do this?
Okay. I like, really like her.
She's such a dorky little.
I really like her. She's truly psychotic.
Why?
She's probably look. She's got brain worms from having that much money.
And she just like Huzz doesn't get it. Oh my Whoa. God!
Why don't you try a pancake?
And that's.
Wow,
whoa!
Really
whoa!
Okay, this might be worth it. These are famous pancakes.
Whoa! I can't believe it.
This is
fucking
real,
rules,
right?
This rules. This is like really cool.
This is my comment on social media and how it's really superficial. I love how her husband was just like, "Shut up! Try the fucking pancakes." I've been sitting here waiting.
You don't have to. Give commentary. We're worth $3 billion.
This is like a movie. Like they're gonna. There's some Hollywood.
Oh, it's gonna be
they've
an incredible
already
book.
The rights, yeah.
Oh,
it's
man.
Gonna be an incredible book.
Yeah.
Play another one.
This is no. I'm truly just transfixed
Wait,
by this.
I
woman.
Think if you go to the there's a yes that one that's an AirPod rap that we can enjoy probably.
Great hair.
AirPod.
Oh yeah.
AirPods, AirPods, motherfucking AirPods. Where are my goddamn AirPods? Apple find my phone, but it won't work at home.
Yeah, we're good.
She it's like she's trying to be Grimes. Like some kind of really, really, really shitty Grimes.
Yeah. I'm just blown away that when they ordered those, I don't know, those Teflon pancakes and the waiter came over and said, they're like, look at these dorks. Not knowing that they were billionaires.
Yeah, truly.
Why didn't they start selling it off?
That's kind of a bad thing when you have $1 billion and people don't, you know, like to be a billionaire. I don't know. I think it requires you to be a certain type of person. And the fact that like they have $1 billion and no one could sniff that out of them.
Yeah.
Right. You should be able to tell.
Yeah. It's kind of a bad, like, you should give the money away, honestly.
But wouldn't that be a horrible feeling, like knowing you have $3 billion but not being able to spend it because
yes.
you have to figure out how to launder it and not get arrested, and it's just sitting there in an account.
That's why yeah. That's why you're not a true billionaire. True billionaire would have figured that out a long time ago.
You find some yeah. patsies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why couldn't Something. They just start selling it, though? Slowly.
Who knows? Because what are you going to put on your tax form?
Oh, my God. All you get wrapped up in taxes? We're talking about three, but we can get a tax guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But you need a launder. Like, you need a business.
What right. How would you launder it? What would you do?
Strip club, baby. Tony Soprano style.
There we go. The bada bing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll call Marty from Ozarks and be like, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Figure this shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think about, you know what I do?
What?
Parking lots.
Ooh, Frankie Muniz style.
Yeah.
That's what he did?
He owns a ton of parking lots in Los Angeles.
He does?
Yeah. Yes.
No way.
I remember learning that years ago, and I was like, God damn, that's smart.
You know, yeah. He doesn't remember any of Malcolm in the Middle.
That's what he says. What? It's not true? What? You know?
He says not that. That's what everyone says.
Oh, he does remember.
So I'm just another victim of the internet.
Yeah.
But you and me both, pal.
I like thinking about him and Bryan Cranston meeting up and Bryan being like, yeah, and you had the thing on your head, and it was.
You both are just,
huh?
Go, oh, that sounds really great, but. Sorry.
You both are just walking butterfly effects or Mandela effects.
Nothing, oh, yeah.
Nothing you talk about has ever happened.
No.
Sorry, that's Cody.
yeah, man, are you still dealing with just residual embarrassment?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I get it, though.
Okay.
Because like,
I don't think what you did was embarrassing, though.
Oh, so shameful. It well, is so shameful. People thought it was fake.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's how bad it is.
To my friend and business partner.
Like, that was real. I did that. I said that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, you got a good story out of it, now, right?
I guess.
And we all learned a lesson.
Simultaneous shrug from both of you just went.
Wait, we did? We shrugged?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a shrug. That's what happens when you develop podcast synergy. You just start doing like each other's motion.
Have you ever seen those clips of NBA games where the players like do the same thing at the same time?
No.
There's like super cuts of them. It's really cool. Just probably just from doing the same motions over and over, eventually, inevitably, two people are going to do the same motion.
Have you ever seen the Tiger Woods? And don't tell me if it's fake. I want to believe it's real. The Tiger Woods son. He now plays golf.
Yes, that's real.
Yeah, he's got all the same exact mannerisms.
Oh yeah,
his son is not real. It's a deep fake.
Damn it!
NBA players in sync. It's really cool. It's a brief. Whoa! They all stood up at the same time.
Wow, weird.
No, there's some trippy ones.
They're like synchronized. This is a deep fake.
No, they're not deep fakes. They're real.
I'm calling bullshit.
Just wait. Wait, what the fuck? Okay, that's just a cool thing that they do.
Have you guys seen that Black Mirror episode where the dude gets domed off for 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Just put it in the middle of this.
Ben, we can't just watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, let's just watch some fucking Hey, you guys seen that one YouTube video? Yeah. anyway, I don't watch basketball anymore. Not since Kobe died.
Really?
Well, you didn't have to make it sad.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man.
He was out of the NBA by that time.
I'm trying to make sure I don't fuck Luke up because I keep.
Oh yeah, don't tighten that.
I didn't. I loosened it.
God. You fucking manhandle your mic.
I know.
Yeah. And just are like gripping it.
It's
Emil can't. He can't resist.
Yeah,
he
really can't.
Come here. Come here, bitch. I got an opinion.
I have something to say. You little skank.
Jesus.
But apparently Luke can't get the mic off after we're done because I get when
he
I just
can't get the mic twist. Off?
Yeah, because he's just
I can't get the mic off. I'm trying to get it off.
Use your mouth.
Emil's just using all his new hip exercises to get the mic on.
Yeah, you fucking
He really do be doing that though.
Yeah?
The more you think about it, the more it really do be that way. Wait, what? Oh, it's this little nut right here. Yeah,
yeah, but apparently when I, because I sometimes am like,
Jesus.
I don't really do that. It's just
Emil, how did it feel to sit across from a billionaire knowing that you could have fucking
Jesus Christ. Don't say that, dude. It's,
hey, that's pretty fucked up to say. What, don't you think?
Still answer the question. His fucking bodyguard just drops down from the roof right now.
It was weird.
No, honestly, it was really... I mean, I said to him, I was like, honestly, thank you for doing this. Never in all my life did I think I would get to talk to a tech billionaire. These are genuine questions that I have. We asked him some serious questions about like his role in all these things outside of GameStop. You know, like I looked into a lot of, he's been a controversial figure, and Robinhood has been a controversial company for a long time, even before all that. And so we really got to talk to him about that. And yeah, it was amazing to actually get answers from him and ask him about his responsibility and, you know, what he feels his role is in making sure people are educated in using these tools he's developing.
And he had some canned answers that sucked. Like, I asked him for a timeline about the GameStop thing, and he just gave me a very canned answer. So I tried to ask him again, a canned answer. And then I was like, can you just give me day by day before January 28th, what happened? And then he finally did. But
did you ask him, did Citadel reach out to you?
Fucking fuck, we didn't ask a pointed question like that. Damn. I really wish that I had. Well, because he kind of touched on it.
No, we talked about it.
Yeah, but we didn't ask directly. Sorry.
We didn't directly, but we kept playing with him and being like, at one. So this is the fun part. I don't want to.
So how close are you and Ken Griffin? I
don't actually want to do this to him because I don't think it's fair, but I wish we could. We basically got him to say a couple of things he shouldn't have as a joke. And I kept being like, we're going to clip that. Cause you know, I was like, we were asking about the Ken Griffin thing and we were like, and then he made a joke of like, yeah. And the White House was calling, trying to like shrug it off. And so I said, okay, so you, Joe Biden and Ken Griffin get together. And then he says like, and collude to like, you know, fuck over everyone. And I was like, we're clipping it. We're gonna.
He did say, no, he then repeated it back. He said, yeah, me, Joe Biden, Ken Griffin, blah, blah, blah.
You heard it here first. Right. It was great. News on TMG Studios, Control Your Mindset.
But he, the best part was, we mentioned it to you guys, but I got him a hat that at
Should
Lids.
We blow this? Because this is a fun thing. If people are going to watch the
video, you got him a hat, which I know you got him and you told me about. And it's very funny that you got
Oh, no, wait. This episode will come out after that one. So, yeah,
no,
you can say
it. No, still motivated.
Yeah, but gets a lot of people who might not tune into Trillionaire Mindset. Okay. And so if you guys are interested in checking out, there's some very fun things that I think you're going to
There's
enjoy.
A special hat. It's a hat gag.
It's another hat. You know, remember when you guys laughed when they brought us hats?
Yeah, remember that? Ha ha funny.
This one's very fun.
Yeah.
And we got to do a lot of fun things with him. And,
did he take you on his private jet to his yacht? And his fucking
no.
I didn't even ask him if he flew here on a private jet. I really wish that I had asked him that. Fuck. Well, we did invite him to come back anytime, which he won't do. But
I was
so
genuine.
Funny.
At the
he
end,
he just shows up randomly.
That would be cool.
You guys
I asked
cool
him
to
come back.
What's good?
It was fine. Then we went like an hour and a half.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's great.
And
fuck yeah, I'm pumped to watch that.
Yeah, I hope it turns out. By the time this comes out, it's already out. So I hope it's good.
It's good.
We haven't seen it yet. I hope it's good.
Did he sign a release or anything?
I don't think he did. They didn't stipulate any kind of anything where they're going to watch it and say, I mean, if they do watch it and say, hey, can you edit that out? It's going to be like, well, too bad, so sad.
No, yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
I'll tell them. I'm going to go public about how the security guy asked me to come to the bathroom so he could show me his gun.
That's true.
I thought he was being gross. He just showed me his gun. It was kind of...
Yeah, he threatened you.
He let me hold it. It was heavy.
What kind of gun was it?
I don't know. I don't know guns.
Was it a pistol?
It was a handgun.
Okay.
It's called a pistol.
I guess.
Not all of them.
No, it's a handgun.
It's like a square rectangle situation.
Oh, it was like a Glock?
Yeah.
Did you say a square rectangle situation?
Yeah, like all pistols are handguns, but not all handguns are pistols.
Oh, yeah. Like all squares or all rectangles are squares.
No, all squares are rectangles.
Jesus. You know, this ain't geometry class, pal. This is just a podcast.
Fucking, look at this nerd over here.
I know, all, seriously.
Carry the one.
Yeah.
All squares are...
No, shut up, dude.
The thing about a rectangular prism is that it's not.
I thought Ben was in there. Emil's over here giving us razzle-isms. Oh,
yeah. This is what it's like doing a podcast with him.
Come on, we have fun.
Yeah, no,
don't we have fun out there?
Yeah, we do.
Come on.
We do have fun. Tell we have fun on the drive to and the drive home.
I'm just rethinking joking about attacking a billionaire now.
What do you mean?
I'm just rethinking if I should have said that.
Oh no, it's all these guys would have never let me get close. So
no, they would
good.
They would not have had time to get in there. And if you, I mean, that is truly
not possible to have eaten it, well, eaten him even a little bit.
This is the
you
worst
know, you
thing.
Could have bitten off. That's what I'm saying.
They didn't even pat me down. So like, I totally could have like. I'm not going to say this. Actually,
yeah. Let's not.
I couldn't have done anything. And
what? You could have totally ripped your shirt off and shown your tattoo that says Vlad. I am yours.
Vlad is bad.
D Vlad D.
I will say this. We did ask him.
Nice.
We did tell him. We said we have a segment we do on every show, and it's called Being Bad with Vlad, and that's where you tell us the worst thing you've ever done.
And he said, in every episode.
And he said, you guys play it even when I'm not here?
Yes, we do a segment called Being Bad with Vlad even when you're not here. It was kind of a weird, yeah, because certain things you think of and you're like, oh, this is going to be funny. But then in the moment, you're like, Jesus Christ. Now it's a segment called Being Bad with Vlad, where you tell us the worst thing you've ever done.
And what did
like,
he say?
What kind of question is that? He said, well,
I can't
you know,
really
I would have
anything.
To, I can't really think of anything. I'll have to circle back to that.
I never really expected him to have an answer. I
yeah,
think
of
I
course
just,
he's not going to have an answer. And the word I tried to like loosen him up by saying the worst thing I've ever done, and it was that I stole $2 from my mom's purse, which isn't the worst thing I've ever done at all.
Yeah, it's when you hit that woman in the head with the frisbee. That's the worst thing.
I didn't
ever
hit her in the head. Okay, it hit the tree and it bounced gently at her
okay,
feet.
Yeah, whatever, man. Just because we're live.
You just admitted to taking half a tab of acid.
Just because we're recording.
There's nothing wrong with admitting to doing a
no,
little bit
of
drugs.
No, to the woman.
Oh, yeah, to the woman.
You just nervously copped to it and said, do I look like I've gained a little weight since the last time you saw me? She's like, what are you talking about? And you're like, Can I have just like one fucking second? She's like, what?
That sound was great.
And you thought it went way differently. Do you want to go out with me? She's like, no. And you're like, are you sure?
Are you sure? Yeah, that's even sadder. Asking it after she says no.
Oh yeah.
No. Are you sure it's a no?
Are you sure?
Fuck man, this makes me feel gross. And I keep looking over at the spaceman floating over there and I identify more and more with him.
Did you gain weight by the way?
No, I certainly hope not. I haven't weighed myself.
I just keep picturing Ben being like, are you
I didn't
She's
gag.
Like,
are you sure? I remember I had a shaved head and like, you know, not the best skin, and I was just like, and I had square glasses. Oh. Not the good look.
No. Dang. The best part is the last week of our show, you popped your shirt off and were screaming at Jim Cramer.
Oh yeah,
that was so fucking funny.
Now all of a sudden you're being modest, and you looked great. Everyone said. Best body in finance.
Yeah, someone said I didn't know a beer gut could have abs. It's called pushing it out, okay?
That's great. You have a six pack normally.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I do. But it's those little stub stubby cans.
Yeah.
What are those called? They have a name.
What?
The short cans.
Oh, the nips.
They're called nips?
No, nips are the little bottles.
Oh, I know. Yeah, like the little baby cans?
Yeah.
Like the small Diet Cokes?
Yeah.
They're called nips?
Chubbies. No.
Chodes. They're called chodes.
Yeah. They are. Sure, why not? They're
so you
chode
have a chode
diet chodes.
I have a chode six pack.
Fuck.
Damn. I don't know if beer gut could have abs. It's just so good.
Yeah, that's really good. That's
episode 19, if any of you are curious.
Yeah, because they have 20 episodes now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the Trillionaire Mindset podcast. You can find that on this channel.
Yeah.
Or look it up on Spotify. Apple, leave it a review, too. Fuck
we've,
it.
We've
five
had,
stars only, though.
Only five stars. Only nice comments.
Yeah.
And we've they also have a highlights channel, Trillionaire Mindset highlights channel. Make sure you subscribe to that.
Yes.
You know what's crazy is Vlad being on means, you know, TMG Studios has interviewed two billionaires because we had Jeff.
That's true. We did have Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. And then we've had Vlad.
Yeah.
Jeffy B.
I want to get Jeffy
actually
B back
next
up
week.
Here.
It's RazzleCon.
Oh, you know what?
She's coming on.
Yeah. We'll fucking hit her up.
Oh, you guys should get her to dial in from prison.
Yeah.
That actually, I mean, I'm sure that you could get her because I'm sure she's going to be out on bail or something.
Oh, so we also got to ask. I know I was like, we're not going to blow anything, but now I'm just thinking about it. So Vlad went to Stanford, and for those of you who don't know, we have like a stupid rivalry with Stanford Business School. It all got out of hand, but we started off by saying, you know, sorry, we just have to get this out. Like, Stanford sucks and you suck for going there. And he was just like, what?
That was the first thing you said to him?
Yeah. It's like pretty early
after
on.
After the prayer, yeah.
And then we kind of explained it to him a little bit, but then...
Oh, yeah, you were here for that.
And then, if you haven't seen it, we had a Stanford man on our podcast, William Prezone. So we were like, do you know William Prezone? And he was like, no. And we were like, he went to Stanford. And he was like, ah, gosh, I don't know. And we were like, his dad started the private prisons. He was just like, what?
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I love that.
I felt really bad. Certain bits, it's you could just see.
And he only put it together because he looked at us and because I think he genuinely was trying to figure out if he knew him. And he was like, and his last name's Frizone? And we were like, no, Prezone. And he was like, and Ben finally was like, it's like prison said weird. And he was like, oh.
It's a joke. Did you ever say that?
That's so good.
Did he laugh at anything?
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
He was a good sport, I think. Yeah, he like. You'll see. It's a
good time.
It's a good time. I think. Yeah.
We did lead him in a prayer to start it off. I told him that it was a Christian podcast, and I asked if he would join him. I mean, he knew it was a bit, but also I'm not sure if he knew because I did ask him genuinely, and he did it, and he closed his eyes, and we all held hands, and
you led it.
Yeah, I started it off. And then
we both had some prayers to God of, I think I said, please don't let Vlad's security men kill me.
Yeah.
Man, after I can't. I rip my shirt off and show him my tattoo.
Yeah, that says Vlad is bad.
Well, yo, everyone, go check out that episode. It's a heater. We haven't seen it yet, but it's a heater. We know that.
Chilling Our Mindset. Ben Kahn, Emil DeRosa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Appreciate it.
Everyone else, we'll see you in the Bone Zone.
Okay.
I'm like, gesturing to Cody, I'm like, wait, do we walk off now?
No, you can hang.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, take off.
Just hang.
You can chill.
Okay.
Now, why don't you? You can leave.
But he's not going.
Lo siento.
Okay. I understood that. I feel so oily.
Give me a break.
I do feel oily.
I know, it's just a funny response to that scenario.
You look oily too.
Okay. Christ.
All right,
you guys gonna take off or?
Okay, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Fuck. Well, because I'm trying to remember what we did last time.
It doesn't matter. We can do whatever we want.
Okay.
Ben, say the alphabet backwards.
But there ain't no way I'm gonna do that. Sober or not, I'm perfectly fine. I just have the giggles now.
Can you tell a story real fast? I feel like you have the best stories.
Yeah. Well, they're just in the Bone Zone now.
What? You know what they actually? Let's start the Bone Zone. Actually, do with
you guys? Do you guys want to go or do you want to stay?
I don't care. Hey, buddy, it's your show.
Yeah.
I gotta piss though.
I've never been to the Bone Zone.
Nah, we're gonna. Everyone, we'll see you.
We'll see you in the Bone Zone.
The Bone Zone.
We're going to keep this going. Hear a story, maybe. And we'll see you there. You know where to find it. Patreon.com/TinyMeatGang. Yeah.